Zimbabwe's MDC party said today it will conduct its own investigation into the car accident which injured the Prime Minister and party leader Morgan Tsvangirai and killed his wife. Movement for Democratic Change's spokesman Nelson Chamisa said the party's National Executive Committee would investigate whether foul play was involved in the accident. Tsvangirai's wife Susan was killed when a truck crossed into the opposite lane late yesterday and slammed into their vehicle. Morgan Tsvangirai was released from hospital today. Dennis Benton of the British-based Zimbabwe Vigil told us more.
Apparently, the driver of the lorry had fallen asleep at the wheel. Tsvangirai's car turned over three times. He and his wife taken to hospital in Harare. Unfortunately, she died on the way there. There's no suspicion of foul play, but there's bound to be heightened fears among his supporters because car accidents have been used in the past by the Mugabe regime to get rid of awkward people. Perhaps this explains why Mugabe, various other ZANU-PF leaders rushed to the hospital, expressed their condolences. Comes at a time when things are not going very well with the unity government. The situation remains very serious and can only be worsened. Tsvangirai was a great support for Morgan. They'd been married for about 30 years. And she was a very discreet and loyal lady, widely admired. I mean, during Morgan Tsvangirai's season trial a couple of years back, there she was every day in court. He was also noted for visiting party supporters when they were jailed, making them food and comfort, and he will be missing her a lot.